a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
I think we've been more than clear that you hate President Biden's student loan forgiveness program.
Yeah. Yeah, very clear, very anti.
Can you restate that?
I just don't understand why in the world I should have to pay off your loans. I'm not asking you to pay off my car loan. I'm not asking you to pay off my home loan. I took those on by myself. I got myself in trouble on my own.
All right. Can
I'm not looking for a bailout.
Sell you on another pitch that's floating around Congress. Can you give me a few minutes of
okay.
your time?
Yep. You've got me for the next 22 minutes of the show.
Okay. So how about this? Instead of an employee, now you got to follow me closely here, Dave.
Okay.
Like, put the other side of your earphone on your head, like over your ear. There you go. You got to listen with both ears. This is a two-ear presentation, so listen up. So instead of an employee contributing to his or her 401k plan, because you know you have to contribute to get the match from your employer, right?
Yeah, usually a percentage of your salary.
4 or 5% of your salary. So that's going into your 401k for when you retire in 100 years.
That you can't touch until you're 65K.
Right, or get like extremely penalized. You focus your paycheck as the employee to pay down your student loan debt instead. And you're not contributing to your 401k. Okay, put that aside. It's just going to pay off your student loan debt. But here's the bonus. The proposal calls on the employer to match that student loan payment, not by making a student loan payment to your loans, and instead putting that match. So let's say you pay $200 or $300 a month to your student loan debt. That employer takes that $200 or $300 a month, doesn't match your student loan payment, but puts that money in your 401k instead. So you're paying off your student loan debt. You're not feeling guilty about not contributing to retirement, particularly if you're just a newcomer, you know, on the job market right out of college. But you're still allowed to save for retirement through your employer's plan.
I'll be darned. I don't hate it. In fact, Deb, I might love this. So the idea is I can pay down my student loan right now.
Yes.
But my employer will still save money for me in my 401k for the future. So I'm both getting the benefits of some retirement savings and the immediate relief of paying down my student loan debt.
Senator Ron Wyden, he's one of the two lawmakers who are pitching this. He's from Oregon. The other one is from Idaho. Here's what he said.
My retirement parity for student loans legislation says workers who make student loan payments would qualify to get a matching payment from their employer into a retirement savings plan like a 401k. Their student loans shrink and their nest egg grows under what we're talking about. That's my view of a savings win-win.
I'm going to be honest. That sounds really, really smart. And that comes from a Democrat, and it's supported by a Republican. I mean, this is bipartisan. The idea is really fascinating. Let's jump out to our financial planner, Shane Stewart, and find out, all right, is this a good idea, Shane? Because it does, from my perspective, it does seem like it is a good balance of paying off immediate debt while still contributing to your retirement. What are your impressions?
Yeah, Dave, I'm with you. I'm interested in Debbie's proposal. And the reason being is I'm interested in concept. the logistics of this are a little dicey, and I'm wondering how they're going to be able to pull this off. But it is, in concept, very enticing, and because there is a win-win, if you think about it, for the person that has student debt, trying to pay that off and also start to build a nest egg. If you think about the whole purpose of a 401k, it was in the early 80s, a guy named Ted Bennett was a consultant, and he was trying to think of ways to add benefits without raising pay for someone. This was during a recessionary period. They couldn't raise their pay, but they tried to figure out ways to get them a little extra money. Well, 401k was born. He found it in the tax code under section 401k, and he said, let's try this. And and there they went. And so that's the same concept here. They could be adding for them while they're paying off their debt.
Well, but the 401k, as I have always understood it, has always required me. A 401k can be called a number of different things. When I worked for the federal government, it was called a thrift savings plan. But as an employee, had to contribute a certain percentage before my employer would match me. But this would eliminate that. It wouldn't require the employee to contribute anything, but still reap the benefits of an employer contribution. So what are the landmines in this that you see?
That they would make that one exception for someone who, you know, most everyone else would have to make a contribution. They'd make that one exception. They'd probably have to come up with a, not only an exception, but a limit on how much they could do. For example, if someone could say, well, great, then I'm going to pay student loans back at an incredible amount, and the employer stuck with the bill for way more than they intended to contribute to someone's 401k. So there probably need to be limits. Logistically, for a 401k provider, it's going to be a little bit of a headache. They're going to have to find ways that person with a student loan can prove that they made the payments.
Yes.
And so there will be some logistics.
Yeah.
Some problems.
Yeah, of course. And
wow, shame.
I'm sure there would never be any fraud perpetrated against the government. So, yeah, you don't need to worry about that, Shane. Everyone's going to be super honest in this. But, no, I appreciate you.
Shane, you need to make sure you have a seat at the table when they're walking through the logistics of this legislation, because those are some important landmines and details that you just swooped in and pointed out. So thanks again, as always. Shane Stewart, a certified financial planner with DMBA, Desert Mutual Benefit Administrators.
Yeah, you'd have to really set up an auto pay, you know, that was verified, that was unchangeable.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you would have to do, because it does have landmines, but the idea is good. This is a really, really interesting idea.
So I sold you on it.
Okay. We're going to take phone calls, right?
Yeah.
Because I have another thing I want to say about it, about what's really problematic with this.
Okay, will that incite phone calls? If it incites phone calls, say it now. Don't wait.
I don't know.
I'll trust you.
Do you like the idea of taking your 401k and kind of splitting it, where half the money goes to student loan debt and half of it gets invested? Do you like this plan? Do you like the idea? Why or why not? 801-575-TALK.
Love it. Let's take phone calls. Is that your plan? That sounds like a phenomenal plan. So it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I straight up stole it from Ron Wyden and Mike Crapo, but yeah, those senators, yeah, I totally stole it. Dave's plan.
801-575-TALK. Do you like Dave's plan? Next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
We're just getting word here at Broadcast House, thanks to Reuters reporting, that there's a power company, NRG Energy, which just announced that it is buying Vivint Smart Home for $2.8 billion in cash. And we know the connection to Vivint is right across the street here, the Jazz Arena. So we're not quite sure how that's going to impact that.
Yeah, the owner of the Jazz, Ryan Smith, really made his money in with Vivint.
Smart home technology.
It was smart home technology. It was several things. It was Vivint Solar, so it was solar panels. There's a lot of subsidiaries, and Vivint hits a few different things. if I remember right, and I apologize, this is off the top of my head, I remember Ryan Smith, he sold a huge portion of it. I think he is still a minority owner with Vivint, but a huge portion of his wealth is through Vivint, and that's why he was able to purchase the Jazz from the Millers.
So NRG is based in Texas, in Houston, Texas. The Reuters article says they'll also take on $2.4 billion in debt as part of the deal. But yeah, just this announcement, just it hit my Apple Watch as an alert. Reuters reporting that NRG Energy out of Texas is set to buy Vivint Smart Home for $2.8 billion and then also assuming several billion dollars in debt.
Yeah, NRG is massive. It's huge.
What did Vivint Smart Homes.
It skyrocketed.
Stock prices went up. Yeah.
Vivint shares just jumped about 30% upon the announcement.
Forgiving college debt. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We've been talking about this new pitch back in Congress that just absolutely made Dave, he's super excited about it. Actually, the most I've seen him get excited about the idea of forgiving college debt. And it has to do with a 401k match. Here's how it would work if it passes. A lot of ifs. Your employer would continue to contribute to your 401k even if you don't as an employee. And instead, what they're going to match is the payment that you're making toward your student loans, your college student loan debt. So that payment, let's say you're paying $200 a month. Well, your employer would match that to your 401k. So you're still allowed to save for retirement.
Yeah, a little bit of both. You're both paying down your debt and you're saving for the future. I love this idea. And I'll be honest, I don't like most of the ideas that come out of Washington. This is a good one. And this is coming from Democratic Senator Ron Wyden out of Oregon and then Senator Mike Crapo out of Idaho. Very, very interesting. Now, I told you I have one problem with it. Even though I think this is a really, really good idea, we are still not addressing the cost of college. We have not addressed that. We keep looking at ways to, you know, help with the disease or to manage the disease of student debt, but nobody is addressing, again, how we got there in the first place.
We're taking live phone calls right now, 801-575-TALK. Dave actually kind of claimed this as his plan. He loves it. So are you on board with Dave? Do you love this plan as well? As a way to, it sounds to me like it's sort of like a compromise in a way that people, especially people who are newcomers onto the job market, just graduated from college, wanted to get that degree for whatever reason, are now saddled with student loan debt, but they won't be forced to make the choice between retirement savings, forced to contribute to a 401k in order to get their employer's match, and instead they're paying down their student loan debt, and their employer is still contributing money to that 401k at the same time.
Yeah, 801-575-TALK is the number. Do you like this idea? Is this something that you would support? This is one of the many reasons that I like this. It does tie it together, right? It says, if this, then that. We're not going to contribute to your 401k unless you are paying down your student loan debt. It's very important to tie those directly together. Otherwise, people will just be like, fine, I'll default on the debt or the student loan debt if you're just going to keep sending money into my 401k. No, you've got to connect the two.
Let's get to the phone lines. They're lighting up. Rich from Battlefield, good morning. Are you on board with this plan?
I am, and I want to go one step further. What about taking 401k money, a small percentage of it, and paying off student loans?
Oh.
I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, so you don't hang up just yet. So you want us to be able to take our money out of our 401k in order to service our student loan debt?
Right.
Without a penalty.
Right. And some student loans are, you know, 8, can be up to 10%. And that would save people a lot of money just being able to move it over without penalty.
Of course, you can also take out a loan from your 401k. I think there's limits on that, up to maybe $50,000 or a percentage of what you've already contributed especially people who are, but people who are brand new in the workforce, they don't have a lot of money socked away in their 401k to really make a loan, you know.
No, good point. Yeah, very good idea. Yeah.
No. Good idea. Do we have more calls, Dave?
Steve in Orem. Steve, what do you think?
Yes, I totally agree, and I would take it two steps further, just like the gentleman said. I have seven children, and all of them have gone to college, but most of them didn't get student loan debt. The debt actually should only be allowed for education, and when you end up with your 401k, it also, to add another one, should be able to be used for medicine or medical expenses.
Oh.
And I'm a professor at UVU, or a retired one, and I see the expense in education as being very, very useful to draw that down. We have way too many, and of course, some of my colleagues won't like this, but the headset, as I call it, too many people at the top. We need to get
students
and also teachers the money, not the top.
Yeah. The administrators.
Yeah, Steve, always appreciate your insight. So we've got the Dave plan, and then we've got amendment to Dave's plan by Rich and Bountiful, and then we have an amendment to the amendment from Steve and Orem. So we've got a very robust plan in the works right now.
Okay, this is the problem with, I like this idea, but, and this is exactly what happens in Washington. If you wanted an idea of how Washington works, it's this phone call segment. You take a good idea and then you add to it, right? That's the amendment process. The problem is now all of a sudden, if we're allowing it for student loans and we're allowing it for medical bills and we're allowing it for mortgage payments, or if you lose a job, you start expanding it and it becomes basically completely and totally accessible. Well, then you're 65 years old and you've already drained everything.
Yeah, you can already take a loan out for your mortgage, like for a down payment on a home. But yeah, you're right. By the time
you got to pay it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you take a loan on it, the beauty of the 401k is that it is so clumsy and so miserable to work with that it basically says you have to save and you can't touch it for 40 years. That's how you're going to have stability, financial stability, when you retire. If we keep allowing easy access to it, I think that's a slippery slope. So I like the idea of paying into it. I don't like the idea of taking out of it.
Got it. Straight ahead, Maria has got more details on the big announcement, Vivint Smart Home being sold for billions.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.